Okay, let's see here. Michael from Burien. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind, sir?
You there?
Last I looked. Sure am.
Okay. I decided to take you up on this, having the artery hardness testing done yesterday or whenever it was. And Lampton evidently could not pick up anything on my fingers. And you know, several weeks ago, or whatever it was, I talked with you about, I thought that I had two fingernails per finger. Now, is it possible that thing he clipped on my fingernail was too, the fingernails were too thick that it couldn't resonate with anything?
Possibly so, sir, because that is an infrared light, and light has to go through, and if it's going through one fingernail, it's going to be easier than going through two fingernails. I can't tell you for certain, but it is a possibility.
Do you have one of those PIG analyst reports in front of you?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, anyways, he circled E, which is opposite to APG type. And it looks like below that, you've got an inkling of what the paperwork is mentally. Looks like below that, the things stand some kind of scanning from top to bottom, but it's very narrow. Everything is kind of together rather than spread out. And then I thought, I didn't think to ask him, but I was thinking about it, if he put that pickup on a big toe. Unless it's been too far from the heart, if that was a function.
That's a good thought, sir. I might be wise to ask him about that, because it should work. If it works on a finger, it should work on a toe.
I was saying it might be too distant from the heart.
No, sir. If you go read about that online, you'll find that wherever the blood flows, you can get to it with that thing. It's going to tell you what the state of the vasculature is.
Okay, I see. Well, now that bottle of CoQ or Cocotrienol, what does that do for the system?
Tocotrienols. Okay, well, that was research from over in Asia someplace, but I've had people try it, and doggone, it does help. What it does is reduces slowly. It's not rapid, but it slowly helps to reduce the plaque inside the arteries. Now, if we also take advantage of Japanese research and use vitamin K, that helps to take the calcium out of plaque in case there is any. So if a person has clogged arteries, I'll usually tell them, here's what the research says, and then I'll tell them what the experience has been of individuals I've worked with, which has been quite positive when they get their follow-up. But it takes months, better than nothing, and that's the tocotrienols, and it should be tocotrienols mixed, in other words, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, all in the same thing. And never ever take with regular vitamin E, because the form of vitamin E called tocotrienols is not preferred by the body, and if we take the tocopherol form, it prefers to get that in, and sometimes the tocotrienols don't get in. So anyway, it's got to be taken away from vitamin E, same day, but away from. And then the other thing is vitamin K. There's a very good one on the market called Super K by an outfit called Life Extension Foundation, and no, they don't pay me anything for telling you about it, but that is a very good combination. And it's a bunch of it, sir, but it does work for most of the people who've tried it. It's three of the tocotrienols, and three of the Super K, AM and PM. And you keep that up. And just for example, I keep mentioning this engineer guy because he behaved like an engineer and went back 1 year to the day to get another scan. Only engineers make it 1 year to the day. And he had a significant reduction in his plaque when he was rescanned.
Well, now your Osteomins has K in it, doesn't it?
Yes, but it's very good K. Number one, it's very hard to overdose on vitamin K. Number two, the type of vitamin K is a very specific one, and that Life Extension brand does contain that very specific one as well as others.
Now, does having your blood draw more than once every other month, would this help?
You mean blood draw or blood donation, sir?
Pardon me?
You mean a blood donation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, blood donation.
Oh, certainly.
Have one every month instead of every other month.
Well, depending on if you got enough blood to do that, and the blood bank will tell you if you got enough blood to do that. Anyway, of course it helps, because what causes the plaque to accumulate in the first place, sir, is too much pressure from overly thick blood, and that's what blood donation takes care of, and therefore the plaque does not accumulate at near the rate because of the arteries aren't being pounded on at the branch points.
Oh, there's niacin. Does that do anything for dissolving plaque?
I've not seen it be as effective as the vitamin K and the tocotrienols. It helps a little.
Okay, thanks, sir, very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, and we got to go to our break here and then move along.